Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Ayin. We left off on the bottom of Daf Samach Tesam Beis Ov Tamei L'Rabbi Yehuda Min Vela Nafkale. This is 6 lines from the end of the page on Daf Samach Tesam Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Anonymous Wife and Children, and Lilinishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom L'Neshama Shadav Naliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is, first the Gemara is going to bring another source that a non-kosher bird, that a bird that is a min tameh, a non-kosher bird, does not have tumas beis ablia, that the nevela of such a bird will not be metameh person when they eat the bird. It will not have that din of tumas beis ablia, and there's going to be a lot of discussion in Amud Aleph about how we darshan all the various psukim about what is included in tumas beis ablia, what's not included in tumas beis ablia, and when we say that chelev is tahar, which types of chelev are tahar? Chelev of kosher birds, non-kosher birds, nevela birds. What exactly are we referring to when we talk about chelev that is tahar, and treifas as well? A lot of back and forth in those drashas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda each do with each other's drashas. Meaning, we had a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a treifa bird and you do a shechita on it, so is it now a nevela, or do we say, no, you had a shechita, so it's going to be a kashra, so it's not going to be a nevela, because shechita takes it out of the status of nevela. That was a machlokas tanoim, and we're in the middle of the discussion of where each one derives their shechita from. So the Gemara is going to discuss, what does each one do with the other one's psukim? And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of, once we're talking about tumas beis ablia, when you eat the nevela, the nevelos of tahar, you have tumas beis ablia. How much do you need to eat? What's the shear of achila for this unique type of tumah that's not related to maga or masa or anything else, just swallowing something? So how much do you eat, and within what amount of time do you need to eat it in order to have tumas beis ablia? The Gemara is then going to discuss that there is a special chiddush din that chelev is tahar. That tahara of chelev, does that apply to non-kosher animals as well? Does it apply to chayos? And then at the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to discuss whether Reb Meir holds that Malika prevents tumas beis ablia even for birds that couldn't possibly be karbanos. We know that if you do a Malika on a kachem bird, you do it properly, so it's not an avela. You're not going to have tumas beis ablia. But what if it's a bird that couldn't be a karban, such as a bird that's mechusar ever, or a bird that's the wrong type of bird? It's a chicken, it's a goose. So it couldn't be a turkey. Thanks. So it couldn't be a karban. Do we assume that Malika and something like that is going to prevent it from becoming a nevela or not? And then the Gemara is going to discuss, once we're on that topic, what about Egla Arufa? Is an Egla Arufa considered a nevela? It's also an animal that dies not as a result of shechita, but it dies in the way that you're supposed to kill it, right? When there's a dead body found between two cities, you're supposed to do an arifas ha'egla. And what if you do an arifa on the wrong type of animal? What if you do it on a goat instead of an egel? So does that also prevent it from becoming a nevela? And that discussion brings us all the way to the end of the parak, which we hope to arrive at today. So let's begin. Again, 6 lines from the end of the page on Daf Samach Tesam Beis. So the Gemara discusses the idea that you're not going to have tumas beis ablia on a non-kosher bird, right? Meaning it's somewhat counterintuitive. You would think if even a kosher bird, that the nevela of even a kosher bird is metam beis ablia, non-kosher birds even worse should for sure be metam beis ablia. But it's not true. A non-kosher bird doesn't have, if a non-kosher bird drops dead and you eat that nevela, it's an isra of achilas nevela, but you don't have tuma beis ablia. There's no din of tuma beis ablia on a non-kosher bird. So how do I know that? So of tamei l'Rabbi Yehuda, the idea that of tamei is not mitamei bebeis ablia according to Rabbi Yehuda, mi nevela nafkele, he learns it from the word nevela. Titania, the Brisa elaborates, Rabbi Yehuda omer, yachalte nevelas of tamei, mitamei begadim bebeis ablia. You might think that a nevelas of tamei is mitamei begadim bebeis ablia, that just like a kosher bird is mitamei you when you swallow the nevela of a kosher bird, so too swallowing the nevela of a non-kosher bird should be mitameh. So tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says nevela utrefa lo lo yochel l'tamava, the pasuk says. So the pasuk is talking about an avela of an oaf that's mitame bebeis ablia, and the pasuk, but we already had a different pasuk that taught us that there's such a thing as an avela of an oaf that's mitame bebeis ablia. So what this pasuk must be teaching me is that the tumas nevela of an oaf is talui on achila, meaning that the pasuk says that you can't eat a nevela l'tumava. So we see that achila somehow relates to tuma. So how do, in what way does achila relate to tuma? That mishi isuro mishum bal tochal nevela. If it's the type of bird that the only reason you're not allowed to eat it is because it didn't die properly, it's because it's a nevela, it didn't have a proper shechita, that's where you're going to have this special tuma of beis ablia. Yatzazeh, as opposed to a non-kosher bird, she'en isur mishum bal tochal nevela. The reason you're not allowed to eat it is not because it wasn't shechted properly, it's because it's a non-kosher bird. She'en mishum bal tochal tameh, it's because it's simply a non-kosher bird. And therefore, the din of tumas beis ablia does not apply to such a bird. It only applies to a bird that is a kosher bird. So says the Gemara, now you don't need to learn from Chelev Trefa that Chelev of a Behema Tameya is not Tahar. Because ask the Gemara, if you're right that an Ov Tameh is not Metam Beis Ablia, and we learned that from the word Nevela, because the Pasuk says Nevela Utrefa Lo Yachal L'Tamava, that only a kosher bird, where the only problem with eating this is because it died improperly, it became a Nevela, only such a bird will be metameyu. Well, hainami, the din that chelev of a behema tameya is not tahar. Typically, mi v'chelev nevela. I should learn from v'chelev nevela. It says v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa ye osel l'chol melacha v'achol lo sochlu. That the pasuk that teaches us about chelev being aser ba'achila, since the pasuk speaks about chelev being aser ba'achila, we have no mucker to tell me that special Tara status granted to Chelev applies to Chelev Behemah Tameya as well. Because after all, the Pasuk that it teaches us Chiddush Din, that Chelev is going to be Tar, that the Chelev is going to be Tar, is in a Pasuk that relates to Achila. So we should make the same drasha. Misha Isura Mishum Bal Tochal Chelev Nevela, that only when we're only talking about the type of animal that the whole problem with it is that it died incorrectly, is because you're not allowed to eat chelev nevela, yet sazu, as opposed to chelev of a non-kosher bird, of a non-kosher behema, she'en isur mishum bal tochal chelev nevela, el mishum tameh, where the isur is not about chelev nevela, the isur is about the fact that it's a non-kosher animal. So I don't need to learn it from trefa. So says Gemara, the phrase chelev trefa does not teach me about chelev behema tameya. You're right. That I could derive from this drasha that we just said, that it relates to achila, and therefore chelev behema tameya is not included in the pasuk. No, the phrase chelev trefa is there to teach me something else entirely. The din that chelev behema tameya is tameh is derived from nevela. I don't need a pasuk of trefa to tell me that. Ella hai trefa. So what do I do with the phrase chelev trefa? That when the pasuk teaching me the chiddush din that chelev is tahor, that he uses the phrase chelev trefa. What's that teaching me? Mi bayila asuye chaya. That comes to tell me that this special Tara status of Chelev applies to a kosher Chaya that drops dead as well. If a deer or a giraffe drops dead, the Chelev of that animal is going to be Tahar as well. And I would have thought otherwise, because Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought that since the Pasuk speaks about Chelev, which is non-kosher, so I would think from the fact that I would have assumed that the Torah is only metaher chelev of misha chelba asur v'sara mutter, chelev of something that you're not allowed to eat its chelev, but you are allowed to eat its meat. Yatzzo shechelba uvasara mutter, as opposed to a kosher chaya where its chelev and its basar are mutter to eat. Meaning there are two things about chelev. There's the isra chila, and then there's the tuma status. So there's a special chiddush din in the pasuk that some type of chelev does not have tuma status. Well, it happens to be when it comes to the isra achila, chelev of a behema is asur ba'achila. Chelev of a chaya is mutter ba'achila. So I would have thought that special chiddush din, that chelev is tahar, only applies to chelev of a behema, where where it's chaylev is normally asr to eat. So a chiddush din that even though it's asr to eat, it's tahar. But I would have assumed that chaylev of a chaya, which is mutter to eat, I would have assumed there's no such chiddush din that it's chaylev is tahar. So kamash mulan. That's why the pasukas tell me the word treifa, that any time that that particular min has an isser of treifa that could be associated with it, then the chaylev is going to have this special heter. So since a chaya treifa is asur ba'achila, its chaylev is tahar. You have that chiddush din that its chaylev is tahar. So Amalei, so he said, well, wait a second. How can you say that chaylev of a chaya that drops dead is tahar? Maishna tameya. Why is it different than a behemah tameya, where its chaylev is not tahar? Meaning a behemah tameya, of course, means a non-kosher animal. And so it can get confusing sometimes. You have the same words meaning different things. Behemah tameya, behemah tahar means kosher animal, non-kosher animal. Tamei tahar means ritually impure, not ritually. Right? So maishna tameya, why should a non-kosher animal be any different where its chaylev is not going to be tahar? De'ein chelba chalak mi besara, where its chaylev is no different than its basar, they're both asr ba'achila, right? The chaylev and the basar of a pig are both asr ba'achila, so a pig is not included in that chiddush din that the chaylev is also tahar. Well, chayanami ein chelba chaluk mi basara, a kosher chaya has something in common with the pig and the behemah tameyas in that its chaylev and its basar have the same status. Of course, by a pig, that status is iser, and by a giraffe, that status is heter, right? But it's that the chaylev and the basar are no different from one another, and yet by the pig, it's obvious that the chaylev is not going to have this chiddush din of being tahar. Va'od, and furthermore, haksiv va'achalo suchluhu. The pasuk says va'achalo suchluhu, so it's mefurash that we're not talking about a chaya that's chaylev is mutar ba'achila. Because it says you're not allowed to eat it. So chaylev treifa, the phrase chaylev treifa cannot be teaching me about chaylev of a chaya tahora, of a deer, of a giraffe. So what is it teaching me? So Ella Amar Abaye, so Abaye tells me treifa, the phrase chaylev treifa, the word treifa, legufei itzrich, is there to teach me about a treifa. That when a treifa dies, its chaylev is tahar. We said that if a treifa is a chaya, that if a treifa can live, if a treifa can survive, if you hold that a treifa chaya, then when a treifa dies, it's no different than any other nevela. It should have the same exact status of a nevela. No, shalot tomar. I need the Torah to teach this to me because one should be taught not to say hol tameya asura mechayim, since a pig is asur ba'achila while it's still alive. Meaning, there's no way shchita will ever be matir a pig. No way shchita is ever going to be matir a non-kosher animal, utreifa asura michayim, and a treifa animal, even if it's a cow or a sheep, but it's a treifa, it's already asur while it's still alive. You already know that the shechita is not going to make it any more kosher than it is. So we could learn that mat meya chel batameh. So I would have assumed that just like a behemah tameya, just like the pig's chelev is tameh, af treifa chel batameh. So too the chelev of a treifa deer, of a treifa goat, will be tamei as well. That's why the Torah has to tell me chaylev treifa separately, to tell me that its chaylev is tahar, that the chaylev of a treifa kosher animal, treifa kosher, what is that? Of a kosher species that happens to be ill, that happens to be a treifa, that its chaylev is in fact tahar. That's what the phrase chaylev treifa is there to teach me. Iach, if that's the case, that it's true that you could equate a behema that became treifa to a behema tameya, a goat that happens to have a hole in its lung, to a pig, well then hainami, that which you say treifa by that which the phrase, the word treifa appears by the tumah of a nevela sof tahar mi bayi, should also be needed legufa, which should be needed to teach me that an oaf that becomes treif and it dies is mitame besablia shalotomar, because one might have said said, right, it should teach me not to say that hol va'ov tamei asr ba'achila, utrefa asr ba'achila, that since a bird that is non-kosher cannot be eaten, and a bird that's a kosher species but is a trefa cannot be eaten, so I might have said, ma'ov tamei ein mitamei, to eino mitamei, just like an ov tamei, just like a non-kosher species of bird, will not have tumas beis ablia, it's not going to be subject to the din of a nevela sof, that's mitam beis ablia, so af trefa ein mitama, so I would have naturally assumed that a kosher bird that became a trefa will not have the status of tumas beis ablia. So it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda has no makor to learn that a trefa that's shechted is mitame bebeis ablia. Va'od, and another kasha on the very comparison that you have between a trefa and a tameya, that where you then require a special limud to tell me that the chaylev of a trefa is tahar, mi ikal amelav trefa mi tameya? Is that really a fair equation that you're going to learn a kosher species that becomes a trefa and you're going to compare that to a non-kosher species? There's a huge difference. Tameya lo haisalasha asa kosher. When the pig was born, it was a pig. It was always a pig. It was always a non-kosher animal. Trefa haisalasha asa kosher. But when your goat was born, there was nothing wrong with it. It later became a trefa. So how can you learn a trefa, which is more kal, because it was once mutter, from a behemoth tameya, which was always aser? So I shouldn't need a special limud to tell me that the chelev of a trefa is tar. No, there's no basis for comparison. There's no basis to think to compare it to a tameya. V'chitema, maybe you're going to say that, okay, I don't learn a behemoth and an oaf that become a trefa from a behemoth and an oaf that are non-kosher species, because you're right, a behemoth and an oaf that became a trefa were born kosher. Yeah, but trefa mi beten ma'ikal ameimar. What about a behemoth or an oaf that were always trefa, that were born a trefa? That you could for sure compare to a behemoth tameya, and that's why there's room to say that a trefa mi beten, it's chelev is tamei like a chelev of a behemoth tameya, and that's why the Torah has told me chelev trefa is tahar. Well, you want to tell me that? Nah, b'mina mi ika. There's still no basis for comparison, because even if your goat happened to have been born a trefa, not all goats are born a trefa. Every pig is born a pig, though. So there's still no basis for comparison. So the Gemara says that the phrase chelev trefa and the phrase chelev nevela are required for an entirely different limud. Ella amar Rava. Rava says from the fact that we're marbe chelev trefa is not to tell me that it's chelev is tar. It's to tell me Hatorah Amra Yavo Isr Nevela V'Yachal Isr Chelev. Yavo Isr Trefa V'Yachal Isr Chelev. What's the Torah teaching me with this phrase Chelev Trefa? The Torah is telling me that when we use the phrase Chelev Nevela and Chelev Trefa, that the Isr of Nevela could be Chal on Isr Chelev, and the Isr of Trefa could be Chal on Isr Chelev. That even though this part of the animal is already usher because it is chelev, if it's also a trefa, you violate trefa too when you eat it. If it's also nevela, you violate nevela too when you eat it. Even though generally we have a principle called ein iser chalal iser, that in this case, when you have an iser chelev, the iser nevela and the iser trefa can be chal on chelev. So if a person eats chelev of a nevela or chelev of a trefa, he violates the isra of chelev, and the isra of nevela or trefa as well, right? That's the chiddush. Now the question is why that's a chiddush, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim Bia Perek Zayin Halacha Ches writes, Klal gadol hu b'kol yisurim shebetorah she'in isra chalal isur elim keino yishnei yisurim ban kachas o she'yisra achad mosif dvarim acherim al oso isur o mayu kol dvarim acherim isur zeh. That generally there's a rule of ein isra chalal isur, but there are three exceptions to that rule: when it's basachas, when it's an isra kolal, and when it's an isra mosif. So Tosfos raises the question, the isra of nevela that happens to chelev of a behema after it dies is kolal, the other parts of the the animal as well, besides for the chaylev. So the chara, that's an iser kola, right? I mean, chaylev is chaylev. It's only a small part of the animal. When the animal becomes a nevela, the whole thing becomes a nevela. The chaylev and all the rest of the parts of the animal. So that's an iser kola. So the rules are that an iser should be chal al iser. So those who's bothered, I need a pasuk to tell me that the iser, the second iser, is going to be chal over here. That's just the rules that an iser is chal al iser. Tosus happens to say that it's an iser mosif, but Rabbi Kiviger in the Gilgal Shas points out that that's a misidentification, that it's really iser kolal. But the same point though, that the rules are that it's an iser. Okay, so it's a kasha. So it's trichi, and the Torah has to tell me both that the iser nevela could be chal on chaylev and that the iser trefa could be chal on chaylev. Diashmin nevela, if you only would have told me that the Yisr Nevela could be Chal on Chaylev, I would say Mishum de Metamia, because yeah, Nevela is much more Chamer. Nevela has Tumah, Aval Trefa, Emalo, but Trefa, which is not as Chamer, doesn't have any special Tumah, maybe cannot, is not an Yisr that could be Chal on Chaylev. V'yam Ashmin and Trefa, and if you only would have told me that the Yisr of Trefa could be Chal on Chaylev, Mishum de Yisr Mechaim, I would say yeah, because a Trefa is something that already is a status it has while it's alive. Aval Nevela, Imalo, but Nevela is not a status that it had while it was alive, so maybe it's less Chamor. So Tricha, that's why I need to be told that both the Yisra Nevela and the Yisra Trefa can be Chal on Chelev. Okay, so now we go back to the original discussion between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, whether if you have a bird that was a Trefa, and then you Shechted it, is it now a Nevela Sof Tahar? Do we view it as a Nevela? Meaning, do we say, on the one end, one might say, well, I did a shechita, so it's not a nevela, because he did a ma'isa shechita. That's what makes it something not a nevela. But on the other hand, that shechita was not matir pa'achila. That shechita was already a trefa. So maybe it's the equivalent of a bird that just dropped dead. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that an oaf trefa that you shechted is a nevela. It's metam beis ablia. And we explained already that he derives it from a pasuk that there's no din of tumas beis ablia. The din of tumas based on Bliya by an oaf, from the fact that it says Utrefa, teaches me that even a Trefa that's Shechted is Metami Bebes Abliya. Rabbi Meir, Hai Trefa May Avaleh. What does Rabbi Meir do with that word Trefa in the Pasuk from which Rabbi Yehuda derives his Shita? He's coming to tell me that a shechita of an oaf that's done in the Azara, that it's going to take away the status of Tumas Beis Abliya. Meaning, one might have thought that just like if I were to do Malika on a random bird outside of the Azara, that becomes a Nevela. So too, if I do shechita on a Hedish bird in the Azara, that would be a Nevela, because that's not the way you're supposed to kill it. So no, the word Trefa teaches me, according to Rabbi Meir, that if you do shechita on a Hedish bird in the Azara, it is not a nevela, that it does not have tumas beis ablia. Rabbi Yehuda, who derives from trefa, from that word trefa, that an ov trefa that shechted is metame beis ablia. How does he know that a bird that's shechted in the azara, that it's not metame beis ablia? Trefa chrinaksiv, because it says trefa a second time as well. So by nevela sof tar, so you have one word trefa for each time. Okay, so now flip that back to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who derives from trefa in the first pasuk that shechting a bird in the Azara takes away its status of nevela. What's he going to darshan from the word trefa in the second pasuk? Well, chad lemute shechita shilifnim. The first pasuk, like we said, that if you do shechita of a bird in the Azara, it's not metayim beis abliya, and the second time it says trefa is to be memayit the nevela of an ov tame. That nevela of an ov tahar is metayim beis abliya, but the nevela of a non kosher bird is not metame beis abliya. Rabbi Yehuda uses both words trefa by nevela of tahar, one to tell me that an ov trefa that shechted is metayim beis abliya, and the second one to tell me that if you shecht an oaf in the Azara, it's not metayim beis abliya. How does he know that a non-kosher bird is not subject to nevelas oaf, to the din of tumas beis abliya? Mi nevela nafkaleh. He derives that from nevela. That didn't need to say the word nevela, that a nevela is metayim ba'achila, but once we learn the din of tumas beis abliya by an oaf tar from the pasuk called nefesh shertochal nevela trefa, so we learn Rabbi Yehuda derives from there this din, that a nevela Pelus of Tame is not Matame Beis Abliya. So says the Gemara, what does Rabbi Meir do with that second pasuk by Nevelus of Tahar? Rabbi Meir, who darshins to exclude an Ov Tame from Tumas Beis Abliya from the second word Trefa, Hai Nevela Mayavala, what does he do with the Nevela, the word Nevela in the pasuk from which Rabbi Yehuda derived that Nevelus of Tame is not Matame Beis Abliya? No, you know what he does with the word Nevela? L'shir Achila Bekazayas. We've been discussing Tumas Beis Abliya. We never discussed how much do you need to swallow in order to suffer Tumas Beis Abliya. Ah, that's what a mayor will learn from the word Nevela, that the shir is a kezayis. The Torah says, don't eat Nevela in general. We know that the shir of Yisra Achilas Nevela, just like the shir of every Yisra Achil in the Torah, is bekezayis. And since in the context of Tumas Beis Abliya, we mention the word Nevela, we see that the shir of Tumas Beis Abliya must also be a kezayis. How do I know the shir of everything is a kezayis? So Rashi points us to the Gemara in Sukkah Davav, that Eretz Zeis Shemen, Eretz Sherov Shireh Kezesim. It says Eretz Zeis Shemen, so Eretz, that Rov Shireh Kezesim, that most of the shirim of things that relate to it, like the Nevela and Chelev and Dam and Pigul and Nosar and Tame and Gilanasha, that all of those things are shiro b'kezayis. Now, if you actually look in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara does say that, and then the Gemara rejects it. And the Gemara says, nah, it's halach l'moshe m'sinai. Meaning the fact that, you know, shirim are shirim chatzitzin mechitzin are halach l'moshe m'sinai, so the shir kezayis are halach l'moshe m'sinai. Okay, but v'tepikli mikra kamas, it says Gemara, why don't I learn this from the first pasuk? It says, v'kol nefesh shartoch al nevelu trefa. So, mida'afkari rachmanu b'loshen achila, from the fact that the Torah says it b'loshen achila, we learn that the shir is like all other shirei achila in the Torah. Meaning, isn't that enough? Why do I need the word nevela to say, oh, just like the iser achilas nevelas because I so to tumas beis abliya is because I just use the fact that the Torah says, you know, when you get this tuma, when you eat the nevelas of tar. Ah, so it says achila. Achila always means kezayis. So shouldn't that be enough? So says Gemara, chad l'shir achila b'kezayis, v'chad l'shir achila b'kedei achilas pras, in achinami. But there are two limudim over here. There's one limud to tell me how much of the nevelas of tahar you need to eat in order to become tamei, in order to have tumas beis abliya, and the other, within how much time you need to eat that quantity of nevelas of tahar in order for the tumas status to happen. So it happens to be the same shir that we have for everything, that it's kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, that just like every yisr in the Torah is a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, this as well. How big is a pras? So a pras means a half a loaf. Great. How big is a loaf? So that's a machlokas, a tanoim in Maseches Erevin, whether a loaf is sheish beitzim or shmona beitzim, which would mean the machlokas whether a pras is three beitzim or four beitzim. How do we paskin? The Rambam says that it's three beitzim, and Rashi says that it's four beitzim. How do we paskin the Shulchan Aruch? But the Shulchan Aruch quotes both shitos, and the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, Shulchan Aruch quotes both shitos, and it's not machriya. It must be that for daraisas we're supposed to be machmir, and for drabanans we could be makel. So whatever the shir achilas pras is, the amount of time that it takes to eat either three beitzim or the amount of time that it takes to eat four beitzim. So it could have some variation depending on whether it's daraisa or rabbanan, and also depending on a number of other factors. There's a machlokas achronim, the three beitzim or four beitzim of what? Of bread? Paschitim? Or of the particular food that you're eating? Meaning, if you're eating nevela, so do I need to eat a kezayis? In order to be chayv malkus, do I need to eat a kezayis in the amount of time that I could eat a pras of nevela? Of nevela meat? Of this meat? Or the pras of lechem? If I'm eating matzah and I'm trying to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, do I need to eat a kezayis of matzah in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of matzah, or in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of soft, nice, more digestible lechem? So that's a further machlokas achron, that's a machlokas minchas chinuch, and the bir halacha. The minchas chinuch writes, the fact that a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras is mitzarif is because the gedder of this tumah is a tumas achila, and therefore if you eat a chatzi zayis and then you throw it up and you eat another chatzi zayis, you're still going to become tameh. Just like by dinei achila, the same would be the case. Meaning, you don't need to have a full kezayis in the beis habliya at one time to be tameh, which is a huge chiddush. Minchas Chinuch says tumas beis habliya is because kezayis does not mean that the kezayis has to be in the Beis Abliya at once. So Stipus says that he can't imagine that that's true, meaning it's Tumas Beis Abliya. It's not Achila. Achila is what I eat, what I digest, so you could add, it could add up over, but this in the Beis Abliya, how can you say that? It's, so Stipus thinks it can't possibly be true. He once it's Einu Ba'olam, you already swallowed it, so eating another Chatzi Zayis is going to be Metameyu. So he quotes a whole bunch of Achronim that say that you're only going to be Tameh if somehow it took you a Kedei Achilus Pras to gather a Kezayis into your Beis Abliya. But it has to be that there's a full Kezayis in the Beis Abliya at once. But anyway, this idea of Kezayis B'Kedei Achilus Pras comes up in three contexts, right? It comes up in Isurim, that in order to be Chayiv Malkus for an Isur, comes up in Mitzvos, like the Mitzvah of Achilus Matzah, and it comes up in Bracha Achrona, that in order to be Chayiv a Bracha Achrona, you need to eat a Kezayis B'Kedei Achilus Pras. So anyway, Salkatai Techamina says Gemara, I might have thought, hold the Chiddush, that since the whole din of Tumas Beis Abliya is a Chiddush, we never find such an unusual Tumah. Tumah is something normally you contract by touching something, by carrying something, by moving something, that in Beis Abliya you become Tameh. Such an unusual Tumah. So Yosem Techilus Pras, Nami Litameh. I might think that even if it takes a lot longer to get your Kezayis down, down your throat, you're still Tameh. Kamash Mulan. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, that is the Shir's Kezayis Bechdei Achilus Pras. Good. So now the Bryce explains the pasuk that's mitar chelav nevela from tuma, that chelav of a nevela is not tame, that it is tahar. Tan rabban the chelav nevela the chelav treifa. The pasuk says yeasal lachal malach v'chalos uchluhu. So bechelav behema tahora kas medaber. The pasuk is talking about chelav of a behema tahora, of a kosher animal that died, and it tells me that that even though it's basar is mitame, its chelav is not mitame. So atom bechelav behema tahora kas medaber. Are you sure it's about a kosher animal? Maybe even a non-kosher animal. The chaylev is going to be tar. So Marta tiher mechal shchuta, that a behema doesn't have tumas nevela when it could be shechted. That whenever you shechted, it's not metame as a nevela. V'tiher mechal chaylev, and the pasuk is metair a behema that dies that doesn't have tumas nevela because it is chaylev. I mean, the chaylev of a nevela is not going to be metame. So just like shechting an animal only helps for a kosher animal, doesn't help for a non-kosher animal, meaning if you shecht a non-kosher animal, it has no impact on that non-kosher animal, meaning it's still a nevela. So too, when we say that there's a special din that the chelev is tar, that's only a special din on a kosher animal, it's not a din on a non-kosher animal, and therefore non-kosher animal's chelev is tame like a nevela. Or maybe I could argue to the contrary, that tier mechlal nevela, that nevela is not metame. The pasuk tells me that a nevela is not metame, but tier mechlal chelev, and chelev is not metame. Maksh tier mechlal nevela, but tamei v'lo b'tahora. Just like when we're metar mechlal nevela, it's only by a tamei and not by a tahora, only by a non-kosher animal and not by a kosher animal. That what this is referring to is a bird, meaning a nevelas of tahar is metam beis abliya. Nevelas of tame is not metam beis abliya. So we're saying, just like the special din, that there's no tumah on a non-kosher one, talking about a bird, so af kishetir mechal chelev, tameh v'lo tahara. So maybe this special status of tahara that you have for chelev is only by a behema tameya and not by a behema tahara. So Amarta, how can you learn So when
you learn in this way that this halacha that chelev of a behema is tar is said by a tahora and not by a tameya, whereas if you learn in the other way, it will say that this din of a chelev being tar is only by a behema tameya, not by a tahora. So Masa Tamalomar Trefa. Mishiesh Bemina Trefa. That's why the Pasuk says Trefa, to tell me only something that in its min there is an Isarach of Achilas Trefa. Meaning, only a Behema Torah could ever have the Isar of Trefa, because Behema Tameh is not kosher anyway. So only a kosher animal has the Isar of Trefa. And that's where, it's by that type of animal that the Torah tells me it's Chelev is Tahar. And the Torah is not talking about a behemah tameya where the din of trefa does not apply. And still, we will not exclude from this special tara status of chaylev a chaya, because there is such a thing as a chaya that is a trefa. That's why it says a cholos uchluhu, to tell me that we're only talking about something where the chaylev may not be eaten, but the basar may be eaten, and on that type of animal, we're going to say that there's a din that the chaylev is tahar, as opposed to a chaya where the chaylev may be eaten. There's no isra achila on the chaylev of a chaya, so the chaylev and the basar can be eaten, and therefore, you don't have this chiddush din that the chaylev of a chaya is tahar. The chaylev of a chaya is in fact tameh. So Amar le Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba le Rava elameata. If that's true, nivlas behema Torah hu demetama, nivlas behema tameya lo metama. Wait a second. You're telling me that the nevela of a behema tahora is metameh, but the nevela of a behema tameya is not metameh? That's not true. Meaning, it's not true that if a pig drops dead, that the nevela is not metameh. It absolutely is metameh. So Amar le, so Rava responds, no, kama sabi shabishtuba. A lot of elderly talmidei chachamim made the same mistake you're making. When the Braisa referred to something, I already explained it when we said it, but when the Braisa said that just like that a behema tameya has no din of nevela, it wasn't talking about a behema, it was talking about an oaf. He said a lot of people make this mistake. Seifa hasan l'nivlas oaf tamei. It was saying that an oaf tamei is not mitame besablia. An ov tahar, of course, is mitame bebesablia. Okay, so now the last sugya in the parak. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, lo tia Rabbi Meir ella bitmimin, aval bibalimumin lo. When Rabbi Meir says that if you do malika on an oaf, Rabbi Meir said that if you do malika and it turns out to be a trefa, that it's not mitame besablia, that it's not, it doesn't have the tuma of an avela. So when Rabbi Meir said that, that's only if the bird was otherwise a tamim. But if the bird is a balmum, now there's no din of balmum by oaf. It means if the bird is a is mechusar eiver. By an oaf, a balmum wouldn't mean anything. It would have to be, when he says balmum, he must mean mechusar eiver. Unless you learn like Rashi. Rashi says in Peheh and Beis that by an oaf, if it's a balmum, it's still usher to bring as a karban, not because it's a din of a mum, but because ha'kriveu na l'pachasecha. Yesterday's haftarah. That would you bring such a thing to your governors, you would never bring something like that. So anyway, but it's only if the animal were anyway not roi for a karban, then lo. Then Reb Meir would not say that it's tahar. That even Reb Meir would even say it's tahar if it were a balmum. Itmarnami Amar Bibi Amar Blazer Metayer Reb Meir, but balimumin vafilu bavazim v'tarnagolim. Not only are balimumin, which are not roi to be brought as a karban, going to be not subject to nevelus of tame, to nevelus of tahar, to the tumah status of nevelus of tahar, even geese and chickens and things like that are also not going to be metame bebeis ablia when you do malika on them. The malika will prevent them from this tumma status of tumas beis ablia, even though they can never be brought as a karban. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah says, oh, but once you're talking about doing malika on a goose, so araf eiz, what if you do arifa on a goat instead of on an egla mahu? What's the din? Does that arifa take away the tumas nevela status? Meaning, normally for something to not be metame nevela, you kill it the right way. What's the right way? So normally it's shchita, but by an egla rufa, it's arifa. So what if you do an arifa on the wrong type of animal? Meaning, just like Reb Meir said, if you do malika on the wrong type of bird, it's still going to be tar. So if you do arifas eis, is that good enough? So avazim v'tarnagol in time my deminadofos ninu. Meaning, on the one hand, maybe you'll say, no, Reb Meir is going to say this by avazim v'tarnagol, because at least they're birds. Aval eis eiz, lav mina degluhu, but an eiz is not an egel. Odilma mina de behema, or maybe say, no, it's a behema. That just like by birds, we say all types of birds, so by behemos, we'll say all types of behemos. So yes, Rav Dimi v'kamer la shemaita, Rav Dimi was saying over this suffix of Rav Yirmiya, Amalei Abaye said to Rav Dimi, mechlal degla rufa tohorihi. Well, this whole conversation is making a humongous assumption. You're assuming that when you do egla arufa, that animal's not a nevela? That it's tahar? That it doesn't have tumas nevela? Amalei In says, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, kaparuk sivba kachim. That by egla arufa, used the term kapara, that it's mechaper like kachim, and therefore that's considered a kashra shchita for that animal. That's the way you're supposed to you're supposed to kill it, and therefore it's not going to have tumas nevela. So masav rav nasan avua de rav huna va'achal lo sechluhu, that the pasuk says va'achal lo sechluhu, that chelav of bei matora that dies doesn't have tumas nevela. Ein li ele chelav shasar ba'achila, I would only know about the chelav that's shasar ba'achila umutar ba'ana, but you're allowed to get hana from it because he asel lechol melacha. It says chelav shel shor niskal ve'egla arufa. What about the chelav of a shor niskal or an egla arufa that are asar ba'ana and their chelav is not like the chelav that the pasuk is talking about? Minayin, how do I know that chelav is tar as well? Tamalomar kol chelav. That's why it says kol chelav. V'isal kedai techegla arufa tahorihi. But if you were to think that an egla arufa is not a nevela, he tahora v'chelba tame, could that be that it's tar but its chelav is tame? No, it must be that an egla arufa is tame. It is a nevela. And that's why I need a pasuk to be metar its chelav. So it says more, hecha da'araf mi'araf, lo itzrichalei. No, if you actually do the arifa properly, I don't need a pasuk to be metar its chelav because the whole animal is tahar. Ki yisrich hecha deshachta mishkat. What if you take an egla arufa and instead of doing an arifa, you did a shchita? So you didn't do the arifa properly. So now it's a nevela, ironically. You did a shchita and it becomes a nevela. And now I need a pasuk to tell me about the status of its chelav. So frakti gemar v'tani le'shchita l'tar midei nevela. Shouldn't the shchita take away the nevela status? Granted, you weren't supposed to shecht it, but you shechted it, so shchita takes away nevela status. Says we're lotzrich shemesa. You're right. We're talking about an egla arufa that just dropped dead. Didn't have an arifa. Didn't have a shchita. It just dropped dead. So now I need a pasuk. Tell me what about its chelav? Mechad mechay masura. That implies that while the egla arufa is alive, it's already asur ba'ana. That the arifa is not what asers it. So says we're in. Yeah, the egla arufa is asur while it's alive. So I'm Rabbi Yanai. Gvul shemati v'shechachti. I'm not sure when during its life does the egla arufa become asur. I heard something about this, but I do not remember. But then the Talmidim reminded me that it's when they bring the egla arufa down into the Nachal Eisan, that's what makes it asur ba'ana. So even while it's alive, it already becomes asur ba'ana. So tomorrow we'll begin the eighth parak of Maseches Zvachim.